Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Not only that, listen, the Secretary of Environmental Protection Agency, Scott Pruitt, he spent a time abiding with the Lord. And when he's abiding with the Lord, God spoke to him and led him what he's supposed to do. And he's going to be talking about abiding, spending time with God. If you don't have a, you know, many people want to abide with the Lord, but they don't have a plan. We have one for you. It's iabide.org. When you find out what happened to him when he abided with the Lord, you're going to start abiding with the Lord too. As a matter of fact, let's join now Scott Pruitt. He is the Secretary of Environmental Protection Agency, protecting our environment, and what he has to say about what God said to him. Check it out.
I spent a couple of years just earnestly praying through, asking the question that I don't think we ask enough as individuals. God, what do you want to do with me? You know, really getting in our prayer closet, seeking his heart, asking what he wants to do in our lives. It was actually Isaiah chapter 1 that I was reading through that at that time that really spoke to my heart, and specifically in the latter part of chapter 1, where God says to Israel, I will restore your leaders as in the days of old, your judges as at the beginning. Mm-hmm. And there was just a desire that welled up inside of me to say I wanted to be like those leaders that we had at the founding, at the inception of our country. There's never been more of a threat to liberty, you know, to what we know is the protections that are inherent in our Constitution than what we live today.
There's never been more threat to our Constitution than what we live today. This is so important. Do you remember, if you've been with us over the years, we've been talking and crying out and praying to God, and we had, you know, Barton on talking about, you know, how, you know, our Constitution is being under attack, that we need people like our founding fathers. They were belittling our founding fathers. They were saying everything negative about they possibly could think. Because if you can undo the foundation of something.
That's right.
If you can undo the guy who's on the dollar bill, or the guy that's on the $5 bill, the president's on the $1 bill, the $5 bill, or Grant's on the $100 bill.
Co-op it.
Co-op it. I don't know who's on a $1,000 bill. John might know that.
No, I don't know.
But listen, they tried as much as they could. But now we have people that are getting into office. If you missed our earlier program, you got to check out. You know, the Secretary of Education, Betsy DeVos, has the same mindset and heart set. You know, the Lord, she's flying her own jet. She's, you know, she's a billionaire.
On her own dime.
Her own money, her own gas, her own pilots to be able to go from school to school, meeting to meeting over the whole country, just like Scott Pruitt. You know, he doesn't have that. He's actually having to fly in first class because so many people are trying to attack him and over global warming. This is global warming. People have made it a religion. And it's something they're attaching to. And people who understand the, you know, the 13 rules for radicals and Saul Alinsky, one thing that you can organize people around is pollution. They said once you organize them around pollution, then you can organize them around the Pentagon. Mm-hmm. And that's what they're doing. They're really just using a common topic that everybody cares about the air. Everybody cares about the environment. But it's not true what they're saying about the environment. There's some things that are changing, yeah, but it's not. It's like 100 years ago, 7 degrees. And a statement that was made just recently from Glenn Beck on his television program, who thinks it through deeply, he says, you know, if you just eliminated eating meat all over the world, that would do more help for the environment than removing all the cars from the earth.
Wow.
You know, which said, and he said, listen, if you come to me burping hamburger and beef when you're talking to me about global warming, you know, I'm not going to hear you. But if you actually say you're a vegan, you say, listen, I do want to make a difference, because eliminating eating meat and allow the meat to live would do more for our environment and global warming than removing every car from the face of the earth. It's nothing but an organizing technique. They're trying to organize the world around this particular environment. And we talk about it. It's a Saul Alinsky method. But that God's not allowing that to happen. Things are changing. So we want to hear from you. Listen, this is beautiful. You know, Secretary of Environmental Protection Agency is a man who loves God just like you. And he sought the Lord, and the Lord says, you know, go for it. And he went for it. And next thing you know, he's over the environment of America. And listen, when you're over the under God, but he's over the environment of America, that means this, that's a big entrustment. And everywhere America goes, the world goes in the context of that, you know, the leader of the free world. So this is exciting. This is encouraging. We want to hear from you. Comment below. Write to us. Email us. We want to hear your comments towards what he's talking about. Maybe you're spending time with the Lord and you're starting to hear God wants you to go into a political office or to one of the seven mountains we talk about at VFNKB all the time. As a matter of fact, go to VFNKB.com to find out more details. I want to pray with you right now. Father God, I just thank you for our community, and I just bless them right now. I thank you, Lord, that you heard the cries of our heart, God, and putting people in place, God, that hear your voice and then want good things to happen, good God things to happen to our country, God, that you're restructuring those that are protecting the Constitution and our constitutional rights, Lord. And I just decree right now health and wholeness over our community, Lord God. We decree and declare that revival is here, that third grade awakening is here. We just declare it and decree it into the heavenlies. And Lord God, we decree that abortion has ended in this land. In Jesus' name, God bless.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. We'll be right back.